Welcome back to another edition of Life of Ben. It's good to have you here today. And no, you might think I've lost my senses, but I haven't lost track of time, track of reality, or track of the seasons. But it's snowing here in Yellow Springs today, our first snow of the season. I couldn't think of a better way to start it than with a little jingle bells. Have I told you recently my family drives me crazy? Well, they do. Each and every one of them. The dog, Rachel, Jacob, Sean, they all drive me crazy. I asked each one of them if they want to come and talk with me today on Life of Ben, and each time I was denied. Biscuit even turned up his nose at me and pawed the floor. I don't know what's going on. Maybe by the end of the time here together, I'll be able to change one of their minds and we can actually get firsthand speaking with one of them. We'll see. Right now, the one who's driving me the craziest has to be Jacob, hands down. As I'm trying to sit here recording, he's playing FIFA soccer with Sean on the TV, and every time he scores, which against Sean is a lot, he screams, and I get this giant goal! And we have to stop our broadcast and start over. Thanks, Jacob. Tuesday night was an amazing election night. It's pretty amazing that in my lifetime, I'm seeing the first African-American vote president of the United States. Rachel and I were sitting on the couch watching the elections come in, and every time a new state came up for Obama, I had to move away from it because she'd squeeze me and leave finger imprints on my leg. While Tuesday night was a wonderful celebration for America, it also was bittersweet with the direction that Proposition 8 went in California. California, if you're not aware, chose to write discrimination into their constitution by taking away the rights of everybody to be married. It has a direct impact on our life here because, as you are likely aware, when we go out to Hannah's bat mitzvah in January, Sean and I are planning getting married out in California, and that's not going to happen now, so we'll have to look and see what we're going to do about that. That vote may well serve to galvanize the gay and lesbian community around the country. Today there are marches and protests at city halls and capitals around the country as gays and lesbians and their friends and families step out and stand up for the rights of all people in our country to get married. Let's hope that people are watching in the capitals, people are watching in their homes, people are watching in Washington, D.C., and people are watching especially in California because it tends to be where California goes, so goes the country.
Talking about.
We're going to get a special guest here after all. Sean just finished getting humiliated in two games by Jacob, once in FIFA, which looked like it was about 100-0, and the other was in Madden, where Sean lost in overtime. It's so sad, but I don't think he's here today
to talk about
his ineptitude on thing it is to hear about how Jacob just throttled you on the Xbox. What Sean's really here to talk to us today about is Proposition 8 and his feelings about there and where he thinks it's going. Sean, welcome here to Life of Ben.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Sean, how do you feel about the decisions that California made with Proposition 8?
Well, Ben, I was pretty disappointed about it, to tell you the truth.
Why is that?
Because I just feel as though people just need to stay out of other people's lives. Why does everybody have to make my decisions for me? If I want to get married, I should be able to get married.
You can. Go find a wife.
Oh, you're right. Rachel?
Don't even try it.
Okay.
Actually, the vote really caught me by surprise. I did not think it was going to go through. Why do you think it did?
I think it went through because there was a lot of money poured in through religious organizations, specifically the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church, from outside the state of California, which was a bit disappointing because, you know, it was something that the California voters were to decide. It's sort of disappointing that so much money was poured in from outside interests. But nevertheless, the decision was made, and you know, we need to move forward on ways to change how the outcome is next time.
I listened to an interview with an official in the Mormon Church, and he was responding to some of the same criticisms that you're talking about how the Mormon Church affected the election by pouring so much money into it. But his response was that it was the people of California who voted, and it's not a high minority of Mormons. Why do you put the blame on the Mormon Church?
You know, I don't necessarily put the blame all on the Mormon Church because, you know, the California electorate is an electorate as a whole, but, you know, there was a lot of money poured in by the Mormon Church. So,
and you're saying monies really affect elections?
They can affect elections, but I think that, you know, the no vote side has a lot of blame to put forth about the way that they didn't get the word out about, you know, really how this affects a lot of people in California.
I think it goes from here.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of court battle over the 18-some thousand couples who were married prior to the decision of California. And, you know, I think that there'll be things that are affected nationally because of this, and I expect that a decision will be made by both the California Supreme Court, and it may go even higher than that. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. I also expect something on the Defense of Marriage Act to come up before a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president coming up this next session.
So would really act upon Defense of Marriage Act and continue that further? Because don't they tend to leave decisions about marriage up to individual states?
Well, I think it'll depend on what happens in the Supreme Court as to whether that's looked at further. And I think you're right, but I think that, you know, if there's a continuation of this and this goes down this path further, that eventually they're going to have to look at that on how it is affected nationally, especially when, you know, you have couples who, you know, may have gotten married from, say, a state of Ohio already in California. Maybe they were one of the 18,000, and how it affects them in Ohio. Eventually something is going to happen through the courts, and I think...
Well, one thing is sure, something's definitely going to happen.
Change is good! Go Barack Obama!
I'm not quite sure what or who that was, but I think we're just attacked by aliens. Anyway, thanks a lot for talking with us, and hope you come back again another time.
All right, I appreciate you giving me the listeners.
To everyone else out there, come back again on episode 3, and maybe we'll have under control. Talk to you then. Bye.